topic is the importance of common sense immigration reform for California's economy. We have Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack joined by two guests, and they are President of the United Farm Workers, Arturo Rodriguez, and President of NECE Farmers League, Manuel Cunha. We'll first hear from the Secretary, and then our two guests will have a few opening statements. Mr. Secretary, take it away.
Susan, thank you very much, and I want to thank President Rodriguez and President Cunha for being with us this afternoon. This is obviously an extremely important conversation and topic for American agriculture, and there's no more important state to American agriculture than the state of California. Over 81,000 farms in the state of California help make it the number one ag-producing state in the country. The value of products produced in the state of California on an annual basis oftentimes exceeds $33 billion in value. It is a farm economy that is very much dependent upon farm workers who work extraordinarily hard under very difficult, challenging conditions. 73% of those who work on the farms in the state of California are not citizens of the United States. Many of them are here in an appropriate and documented fashion. Some are not. But the reality is that without comprehensive immigration reform, the delay that has taken place for now over a year since the Senate passed the comprehensive immigration reform has created some uncertainty and instability in American agriculture and in terms of the workforce that serves American agriculture. That Senate bill, had it been passed by the House and signed by the President, would have started already producing thousands of new job opportunities in the state of California. It's estimated that the Senate bill would produce over a five-year period almost 10,000 additional jobs. It would increase California farm income by almost $500 million. Those opportunities, obviously, we can't take full advantage of because we don't have a bill signed by the House. But the reality is immigration reform is not only just good for the state of California and American agriculture, it's the right thing to do for the country. We know from an analysis of the Senate bill that comprehensive immigration reform will reduce our national deficit by $850 billion over the next 20 years. It will help grow the economy, help to support new job growth. It'll bring folks out of the shadows, and they'll continue to contribute and strengthen the Social Security system. It obviously will result in historic investment in border security and provide an earned pathway to citizenship for nearly 11 to 12 million folks who are in this country today, who are working hard and who simply would like to come out of the shadows. Some of those folks are folks who work in those farm fields. By not having a comprehensive immigration reform, it really puts farm workers and farms at a significant disadvantage in the following respects. One, some farms are no longer able to harvest that which they are planting. We've seen circumstances and situations in many parts of the country where farms are not harvesting the product that is produced. And in California, we've heard of situations where producers are reducing the amount of acreage, not just because of the drought, but because of a lack of a stable workforce. And this comprehensive immigration reform bill would provide for guarantees of a safe and good workplace with decent wages. For those who work in our farm fields, many producers today provide those safe places and do pay decent wages, but some do not. With comprehensive immigration reform, we'd have a level playing field for those good farming operations who take care of their workers and who understand the importance of taking care of their workers. So I would just use this call to once again call upon the House leadership that has recently been quite vocal in its support for the need for comprehensive immigration reform to essentially do what leaders are supposed to do, which is to lead this effort in the House, bring it up for a vote, get something passed so that we can work out whatever differences might exist between the House and Senate versions so that we can put this issue behind us so that we can start benefiting from a growing and expanding economy. So that we can take full advantage of the extraordinary productivity of American agriculture, and we can do right by those who work in our farm fields every single day to supply the fruits and vegetables and other foods that our families enjoy. Let me turn it over now to President Rodriguez for his comments. No one has been a truer advocate for comprehensive immigration reform and for the necessity of a good agricultural section in that bill than President Rodriguez. Rodriguez, and I appreciate him being on the call today.
Thank you very much, Secretary Vilsack, and for everything that you do. We very much appreciate all the traveling across the country and your commitment to fixing our broken immigration system. No industry will benefit more from immigration reform than agriculture, as Secretary Vilsack was saying just now, that our broken immigration system is breaking up families and breaking down farm workers. The UFW and our nation's agricultural employers have often been at odds on many policy issues, but we have come together to unify our nation's agricultural industry. Last year, both agriculture employers and the United Farm Workers joined together in creating and proposing the agriculture labor policy that is contained in its entirety in the Senate Bill S-744 that was just referenced. UFW, we're confident that there are enough votes to pass immigration reform in the House of Representatives. A majority of the House of Reps has said they are prepared to vote for comprehensive immigration reform legislation that includes a roadmap to citizenship for the estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants and the agriculture labor provisions that would sustain our nation's agricultural system. And a good example is just looking here at the San Joaquin Valley. If you look at all of the congressional delegation here, both Republican and Democrat, in some way over the course of the last few years, they've demonstrated their support for immigration reform or for some aspect of immigration reform. The only member of Congress that has not in the San Joaquin Valley taken positive action that way has been Congressman and Majority Whip Kevin McCarthy. And if Congressman McCarthy does not want to vote for immigration, then he needs to let the rest of the members of the San Joaquin Valley and the House of Representatives have a chance to vote on immigration legislation. I'm not going to repeat what Secretary Vilsack and I'm sure Manuel Cunha will say right now in regards to the importance of the agricultural industry to the San Joaquin Valley, to the state of California, and certainly to our nation. All we are asking is that they either schedule a vote so Democrats can move forward or present a proposal that works for our country and economy. Win or lose, that's the American way and the basis of our democratic values. But Kevin McCarthy and the House Republican leadership has decided to hold the democratic process hostage, and it's either their way or the highway, and that is un-American. The recent polling in California indicates that 3/4 of the electorate supports immigration reform, and there's a very good chance that Californians will be given an opportunity to express themselves on a statewide advisory measure this November. And if they get that opportunity, we are confident that majority of Congressman McCarthy's constituents will also support this advisory measure. So there is a lot more we can do now. There recently was a movie released about Cesar Chavez and certainly the farm worker history, An American Hero, which opened nationwide in 100 cities last month. And it really reminded us, to farm workers and all Americans, that they too have the power to bring about transformational change in their lives and the lives of their families. So in that tradition, 10 days ago, we had 1,000 farm workers there in front of the Congressman McCarthy's office asking him to schedule a vote. The farm workers work 10 hours a day to harvest fruits and vegetables. We're asking Congressman Kevin McCarthy and House Republican leaders to give us 10 minutes to schedule a vote. Thank you very much for the opportunity to be here today with all of you.
Well, thank you very much, and I'll now give Manuel Cunha a chance to offer his comments. He also has been someone who has been engaged and involved in this effort to get Congress and the House of Representatives to do what the country wants done and what the country needs done. Manuel?
Thank you very, very much, Secretary Vilsack. Your efforts over the past years have been just tremendous, and we all across this country thank you for strong Secretary of Agriculture working with the administration and also with the Senate and trying also to work with the House members. So many thanks from agriculture, the farm workers, the farmers, the ranchers, everybody. I think some of the things that I think are extremely important is that we've got to get this done by, get something happening and moving by June so that we can get it to conference in July and August and get it to the president in September to sign. Because if we don't, what we've noticed in California and even in the state of New York, we've seen an increase in the cartel activity of where people of, as the Secretary, you stated very clearly about their documents being very, looks good on the front, but they're not. But they've been here for years. They are the people that provide the food across this country and foreign countries. But the cartel is increasing in this country, victimizing these farm workers who, what reasons, in California we have a drought. We also have less acreage because of all the uncertainty of labor. When you have that going on, then you have this victimizing of the cartel that is occurring and increasing in our state and especially even in the San Joaquin Valley, and it's becoming very, very dangerous. So I think, and Arturo made it very clear, that the House members have to act, and they've got to do it. But if the House members do not act within the next couple of months here, the next 2 months, then that means that they are going to allow the cartel to increase the trafficking going on by these cartel, by victimizing these families and these people. And I'm sure Congress does not want to support that type of business in this country. So we've got to get the House members in. Of course, our Congressman, Kevin McCarthy, appreciate all the work he's done under the other issues. He is a very important person in our state and in this country, and we do need his help to move this forward, to get this done right away, and to take a major role will be very important for us. But Mr. Secretary, it's in our state right now, as you've been out here, and many thanks for all the efforts you've dealt with in dealing with the drought and everything. I've seen firsthand, I've been in the fields over the last 2 months, families are leaving and are scared to leave because of the cartel of apprehending them and having them move drugs as well as finding them jobs, but they have to cash their checks at certain locations, and the cartel take 50% of the hard-working money from these people. And if they don't do this, then there's bad things that happen to these people. So immigration has got to happen. These Republicans in the House have got to focus on this, and comprehensive reform is the key. You cannot break families apart, and you cannot allow the cartel to set up business in this state or in New York or other states by victimizing these people because of their documents. So, Mr. Secretary, again, thank you very much for all the hard work that you and your staff and the administration are doing to try to get this fixed this year.